And also in the hadith we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَوْحَى إِلَى الدُّنْيَا. The hadith says Allah sent his wahi to dunya أَتْعِبِي مَنْ خَدَمَكِ. That means exhaust the one who serves you. Anybody who runs after dunya, Allah has already sent his wahi to this dunya. It's a done deal. Dunya is part of Alam al-Takween. There is no disobedience in Alam al-Takween. They're not part of the Alam al-Tashri', world of legislature. We humans and jinns, we are the only two things which are part of Alam al-Tashri'. And we have the tamarrud and tughyan and rebellion and baghawat against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobedience and ma'siyat. Ma'siyat and sins are part of Alam al-Tashri', in part of some humans and jinns only. All the rest of the creatures, they have nothing to do with ma'siyat and sins. They are part of Alam al-Tashri', Alam al-Takween. So when Allah has sent this wahi, so it's something already done. So at'ibi man khadamaki, exhaust the one who serves you. Anybody who wants to do the khidmat of dunya, run after this dunya, he will get exhausted. Dunya will exhaust that type of person. Wa ikhdini man khadamani. And Allah said, whoever serves me, whoever performs my khidmat, you serve him. So dunya will be in the khidmat of the person who is in the khidmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dunya will come after you if you don't go after dunya and get away from it. So gharrathum al-hayat ad-dunya, the life of dunya has deceived them. They were the people who were running after dunya.